Unit 9. Mass Media. Topic 1. History of a newspaper. Listen and answer question number 1.
Did you read the newspaper article about the man who won $50 million?
Yes. Did you also read that he lost the money a week later when he invested it all?
No, I didn't read that. It wasn't in the newspaper I read.
Don't you read the New York Post?
No, I don't. Why? Is it cheaper than the other newspapers?
No, it's just the best newspaper.
Why do you say that?
Well, it has a really good reputation for reporting all the up-to-date stories.
That's true. The newspaper I read didn't even cover the war in Pakistan.
The New York Post has been a very good newspaper for nearly 300 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yes, it started out only printing news once a week. Then later, it printed daily news.
How did it get to be so big?
I guess it was because the people enjoyed the stories it reported. People bought more copies of the newspaper, and that's how it made so much money.
So I suppose, as they got richer, they could have better reporters around the world reporting on the news.
You're right. Then when other newspapers started, there was a lot of competition to provide the best news.
I see. More newspapers, more competitive, huh?
Yes. You must also remember that before 1882, there was no electricity, so all the printing was done manually.
Do you mean that the printing machines had to be operated by hand?
That's right.
I wonder when they started using color pictures.
That must have been much later. You know that the reporters had to write the articles by hand as well, because they didn't have any typewriters.
It must have been really difficult back then to get up-to-date news.
Yes, it sounds like the newspaper you read is still using the old machines.